Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,685. Daryl Lewis Wagner and Jacqueline Mellon Wagner seek variances to reduce the side yard and rear yard setbacks, section 115-42B and 115-185F of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the south side of East Berkeley Court, approximately 620 feet east of King Charles Drive. The 911 address is 32826 East Berkeley Court, Millsboro. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 234, map 29, parcel 716. Specifically, they are asking for a 3.6-foot variance for a garage, a 4.2-foot variance for a shed, and a 0.7-foot variance for the house. There are no letters in opposition, no letters in support, and one mail return. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Good evening, sir. Craig Aloman from Tunnel and Razor. And I'm here to present it this evening. I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, and we'll just go ahead and get started.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Daryl Wagner, and 32826 East Berkeley Court in Millsboro, 19966.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you.
All right. I represent Mr. Wagner, and he bought the property in September of this year. And the property is located on East Berkeley Court, which is the cul-de-sac. And a survey revealed the problems that we've identified in the application. We reached out to the neighbor because, as you can see from looking at the survey, the driveway does encroach. And the neighbor is the individual who will be most impacted by the issues that we've identified. And the neighbor has signed a license agreement, which I've brought today, and is not in opposition of the variance today. The uniqueness of the property, the original home was not located properly by the builder. A certificate of occupancy was recorded in September 23rd of 1998, and the permit number was 172855, and that was for the attached garage. Another certificate of occupancy was recorded April 8th of 1998 for permit number 167566, and that was for the rear addition. So the county has been out a couple of times and never caught this, and the sellers had no idea. And Mr. Wagner today has come forward. To move the house will be a substantial hardship, and the existing home has been in its present form for more than 14 years. So it otherwise cannot be developed, and you could see by looking at the survey that it is pretty tight in there, but there's plenty of space on the opposite side. So it was easy to see that the builder just made a mistake when laying the foundation. The problem was not created by the applicant. The former owners and the builders were the ones responsible for locating the foundation and constructing the home. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As I indicated, the neighbors are aware of the problem, and they have signed the license agreement and are not in opposition of today's variance. And the minimal variance requested, just permission to have the building remain at its present location, because it would be an undue hardship for Mr. Wagner to move the building. And Mr. Wagner, have you heard me address the board tonight? Has everything that I said, to the best of your knowledge, been correct and accurate?
Yes, it is.
And would it be easy for you to correct the problems that we've identified in the application?
Not at all. It'd be very, very difficult.
What exactly would you have to do?
I'd remove a 2.5-car garage and a 18-by-18 addition to the back of the house.
All right.
It's a little tough.
And that's the extent of our testimony and evidence tonight.
All righty. We'll see if there's a question from members of the board. I'll start down with you, Mr. Ricker.
Understandable garage. Understandable dwelling. Okay. How about the shed? Can you move the shed? You didn't get a CO on the shed. That's a certificate of compliance.
The shed can be moved, yes.
It can be moved into compliance?
Yes.
In other words, if this board approved the dwelling and the garage, you would move the shed into compliance or remove it completely?
Yes, we can move the shed.
Okay. All right, no other questions.
Mr. Burton?
No question.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No question.
Mr. Chuck?
No questions.
No questions. Further questions? Hearing none, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,685. The applicant has certainly addressed the criteria for a variance, and so indicated by the permit numbers. And that's pretty thorough. So technically, the compliances have been issued by the county for the dwelling and the garage, and you have testified that you will remove the shed from the encroachments.
Yes, for the record, thank you.
Okay, either all together or bring them into
compliance.
Okay. The uniqueness of the property, of course, is very apparent with that cul-de-sac in there, which makes it very irregular and unique. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty hasn't been created by the applicant. He's inherited this through the county's certificate of compliances for both the garage and the dwelling. And the variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood. And the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Mr. Rickard, just to be clear, your motion is to approve in part and deny in part. I'm just to make sure I hear you right. You're approving the variance for the garage and the dwelling, but denying the variance for the shed?
That's correct.
And that's because the shed can be moved into compliance?
Testified that he will remove it.
Thank you.
Okay, again, Mr. Okay. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that on case number 11,685, that there be the variance to deny the shed and the variance for to approve the dwelling in the garage. Okay, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0. Case number 11,685 is approved.
Great. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Merry Christmas.
I understand about the denying of the shed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Can I make one clear? One thing clear. It's not that I have to destroy the shed, it's just that I have to move it into compliance.
Compliance.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Please do.
Mr. Chairman, can we take a short recess?
Sure.